With the price of gas and just about everything else way up and with stocks way down, maybe you've started fearing the future, fearing whether the few bucks I'll have left in my retirement account will be enough for even gas, whether I'll need a car the size of a golf cart, or a future where I just give in and drive an actual golf cart around my retirement trailer court. With the week of gas, inflation, and stock market news we've had, it's easy to get fearful, have that fear morph into anger, and then leave us looking for someone to blame.
This is the Biden gas price hike.
That's Arizona Republican Congresswoman Debbie Lesko pointing a finger at the Democrats for our pain at the pump, while the Dems are pointing the finger of blame at gas stations with their anti-price gouging bill. When the Democrats blame Vladimir Putin, they're on to something, but they're missing the mark when they try to blame your local pump for the pain at the pump. And while Lesko is right when she points out that
gas prices started rising as soon as Biden took office.
Well, the president's ability to lower prices is pretty limited, so we, the little people, just have to live with it. And live with dreams of eating cat food out of a can in our retirement trailer. Now, can you imagine what it's like driving all over heck and back trying to find something for your baby to eat right now? ABC 15's Christine Stanwood spent time cruising with Juana Hernandez, a Valley mom whose second full-time job is finding formula. A job, by the way, that doesn't pay gas money.
Her 10-month-old baby needs a specific type of formula. I ask how far she's driven to find formula.
Surprise, all the way to Mesa.
You heard her right. From Surprise to Mesa at $5 plus a gallon. That's enough to make me stop complaining about my situation. And make the politicians fear the future by making them pay the price for all their finger pointing by threatening to flip them, the finger, on Election Day.